we are going to analyze a data set that has a self-representing or certainty PSU in it. We have already brought our data set into WESFAR, so we are going to begin by clicking on New WESFAR Workbook. This opens up a dialog box from which we select the data set and we click on Open. For our purposes, we're going to make a table, so we click on the Table button and we're going to add a single table set to our workbook. We are going to use the variable cons to create this table, and we move it into the selected box by clicking on the single arrow. We have selected this variable because it has only one value in it, and it will make the table in the output much easier to interpret. However, you could have selected any variable, including the variable that we will later use as the analysis variable. Once you've selected your variable, click on Add as New Entry, and you can see that cons has been added over here to the left under Table Set 1, and that the different cells here allow you to change the options, and you'll see the output will change depending on what you select. For our purposes, everything is set the way we want, so we will now click on Computed Statistics, and we would like to calculate the ratio. We're going to call it ratio to keep things clear, and our ratio will be UE91 divided by Lab91. Double-clicking on these variable names puts them down here in the Computed Statistics box, and when we have the ratio set up the way that we want, we click on Add as New Entry. You can see that the ratio is set here under Computed Statistics. If we wanted to calculate other statistics, such as the median, mean, or anything else, we would continue to put them down here. We can use the function box here to select anything that we like, and when we're done, we move on. We are going to select Analysis Variables, and we will click on UE91, put that in the selected box, and you can see that UE91 is now our analysis variable. We're going to click on Options next, and we're going to change the FPC from its default value of 1 to 0.75. We need to change the FPC here because our sample is relatively large compared to the population. The calculation of the FPC is explained on our webpage, and you need to actually enter the FPC because WESFAR will not calculate it for you, so you need to do this calculation beforehand so you know what number to put in here. We have now made all of our selections, and we will click on the green arrow at the top to run the workbook requests. We click on Requests, View Output, and then the various nodes of the table so that we can see the output. We look here, and we see that the marginal rows are the only rows about which we care. This estimate here of the sum of weights value of 33.868 is incorrect. We know that our population total is 32, but because of the certainty PSU, this has been miscalculated. The marginal value of UE91 is the sum of UE91, and this is 15,077. The ratio value here is 0.1285, and this concludes our analysis.